angry at," they began, but Bjorn interrupted them. "Thank you. When I want your help, I'll ask you for it. Sit down, and let's get on with this tale, or it will be supper time before it's ended." "As soon as we were asleep," went on Gandalf, "a crack at the back of the cave opened. Goblins came out and grabbed the hobbit and the dwarves and our troop of ponies."
"Troop of ponies? What were you, a travelling circus? Or were you carrying lots of goods? Or do you always call six a troop?"
"Oh, no. As a matter of fact, there were more than six ponies, for there were more than six of us, and, well, here are two more."
Just at that moment, Balin and Dwalin appeared and bowed so low that their beards swept the stone floor. The big man was frowning at first, but they did their very best to be frightfully polite, and kept on nodding and bending and bowing and waving their hoods before their knees in proper dwarf fashion, till he stopped frowning and burst into a chuckling laugh. They looked so comical.
"Troop was right," he said. "A fine comic one. Come in, my merry men. And what are your names? I don't want your service just now, only your names. And then sit down and stop wagging."
"Balin and Dwalin," they said, not daring to be offended, and sat flop on the floor looking rather surprised.
"Now go on again," said Bjorn to the wizard. "Where was I? Oh, yes, I was not grabbed. I killed a goblin or two with a flash."
"Good," growled Bjorn. "It is some good being a wizard, then."
And slipped inside the crack before it closed. I followed down into the main hall, which was crowded with goblins. The great goblin was there with 30 or 40 armed guards. I thought to myself, even if they were not all chained together, what can a dozen do against so many?
"A dozen? That's the first time I've heard eight called a dozen. Or have you still got some more jacks that haven't yet come out of their boxes?"
"Well, yes, there seem to be a couple more here now. Feely and Keely, I believe," said Gandalf, as these two now appeared and stood smiling and bowing.
"That's enough," said Bjorn. "Sit down and be quiet. Now go on, Gandalf."
Gandalf went on with the tale until he came to the fight in the dark, the discovery of the lower gate, and their horror when they found that Mr. Baggins had been mislaid.
"We counted ourselves and found that there was no hobbit. There were only 14 of us left.